Shalom Rabos, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Hey. We have a bit of a daf to do on this Erev Tisha B'Av. We have some in Yonah de Yoma, sort of, at the end of the daf. But before we get there, we have some Hilchos Shabbos, and we have been talking about Schita, the three different kind of categories, almost, of different types of fruit that you could be squeezing. On the one hand, there was grapes and olives. That was like, as we'll see on today's daf very clearly, it's Schita Midoraisa. That's the normal way of, you know, fruit that's almost always squeezed. We had Tutim and Rimonim. We had other fruits, right? A whole discussion in terms of how permissible different types of Schita is. And here, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Dal Arama Beis, we are six or so, seven lines up. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Sochet Adam Eshkol Shalanovim Latocha Kedera Avalo Latocha Ka'ara. Here we have an important concept of Halacha, that if you squeeze even grapes, again, even grapes that are Aser Mido Raisa, if you squeeze that Latocha Tavshil, the Tocha Kedera, sorry, reading Rashi, Dibar Maska Latocha Kedera, Shel Tavshil, you're squeezing it into a dish, you're squeezing it into food, so then letakno, in other words, to fix up the food, to make the food better tasting. Again, I'm reading in Rashi, the mucha milsa de lav lamashka boile, and it's very clear that you're not interested in the liquid, you're just trying to kind of dress up the salad or the food or whatever dish you're trying to squeeze it into. Ela la'ochel, rather you want it for food. Ve'ein, and here's important, again, the Rashi we quoted yesterday, but it's important to read it again. Ein zerech prikaso v'havi k'mafrid ochel me'ochel. It's considered as if the liquid that you're squeezing out of these grapes are going from food into food. You're squeezing food out of food, and it's not an inyan of mafarik, it's not an issue of dosh. Because you're not squeezing liquid out of food, it's considered as if you're squeezing food out of food and putting it straight into other food. Avalo tocha ka'ara, again, just reading in Rashi, but you're not allowed to squeeze it into a bowl. Dizin de la mashke koi, because sometimes you'll take this liquid from the bowl to drink. Afogav de beka'ara lo shasi inish, right, even though people don't usually drink out of bowls. Lo mucha milsa v'ika isser, right, it's not clear 100%. And there's an isser, perhaps, in this Durabanan, because it looks like you're doing schita straight up. So you're not allowed, you are allowed, again, this heter of Shmuel that we're going to see is also heter of Rav, this heter to squeeze grapes into a dish, into food. Amar Rav Chista Meir Divar Rabbeinu Nilmad, from our Rebbe's words, you can learn, Cholev Adam Eiz L'Tocha Kedera. So a person can, therefore, milk a goat into a dish, into a food, into a bucket with food or whatever, Aval Lo L'Tocha Ka'ara, but not into a bowl. The same idea that when you milk something, right, that when you milk an animal, so that is an issue of dosh, an issue of mafarik, but if you're milking it into food, right, the liquid doesn't really have a chance to become liquid. And therefore, right, it's considered as if you're taking its mutter. Right, Alma Kesavar, apparently, what do you see? That he holds that mashka bola ochel ochel hu. Right, apparently, the liquid that comes into food is considered food. Right, it's not considered as if you're taking liquid out of food. Rami Bar Chama said, we're going to have a bunch of questions against the Shita. Rami Bar Chama is the first one. You have a Zav Shecholev Es Ha'ez. If you have a Zav that is milking a goat, HaCholav Tameh. Right, the Cholav itself, the liquid, is Tameh. Now, again, we've mentioned yesterday and before that you need Yad Shach Adam in order to make food susceptible to becoming Tameh. There are seven liquids: yad shach adam, yayin, dam, shemen, cholov, tal. I always forget. I did dam already. Dvash and mayim. So those seven liquids will be machshir a food to become tame if it touches it, and if the owner or the person who owns the food or the liquid wants the food to become wet. So, if you have but in terms of liquids themselves, they don't need hechsher tuma, they become tame straight away. So food needs to be machshir through liquid, and liquid can become tame straight up. So the Gemara says that a hazav, or really the Mishnah in, where is this, Mishnah in Taharos, that a zav, again, who's tame, shecholev v'sa'ez, who's milking a goat, hacholav tame. The cholav itself is tame. V'amrs mashke habala ochlen ochel, but if you're telling me that when you milk this goat, yeah, let's say into a pot, right, into a dish with food, right, if you're milking it from food from the goat into food, it's considered to be food, Right? And if you're telling me Mashka Habala Ochlin Ochlahu, but my it kosher. When was this food made kosher to become tameh? Right? You, if you consider the milk that comes out of the goat as food, you need liquid to be makshir that food to become tameh. So why would the milk that a zav is milking make become tameh? Right? The zav touches, it's not touching the milk, right? He's touching the goat, and the food comes out, goes into the thing. Where is the hechsher tuma for the food? So Gemara says, because Rabbi Yochanan betipa hamuchlaches al pi hadat. Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere, that's a Mishnah in Kalim, I believe. No, maybe Krisus. Okay, I take it back. In Krisus, that where right. If you look at the Rashi right before the end, the second line, Rashi is in Krisus. So where the case is, where a woman who is a nida has some breast milk drip into an oven, an open oven. So that is going to make the oven tummy. So the Gemara, or I guess the Mishnah, asks what's going on. Why would that milk, the breast milk of a woman, become, right, make the oven tummy? So it's not one of the liquids. It's not, it's not considered. Chalav is usually chalav behema. So the Rabbi Yochanan explained over there that a woman very often will take some breast milk and kind of rub it on the nipple to make nursing more easily, make it more easy for the baby to nurse. So when the liquid, when the breast milk comes out of the woman, so then it already has touched liquid, and that is the machshir. So too over here, hachanami betipa machlekas al piadad. When the A's also, so too, you'll rub some, I guess, goat milk on the teat of the goat, and that is the liquid that will touch the milk that comes out, and that will make the hechsher tum. Masiv Ravina, so that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Masiv Ravina, Ravina has another question. Tamei Meis, Shesachat Zeisim Ve'anavim. If a person is Tamei Meis and he's squeezing Zeisim Ve'anavim, olives and grapes, Kebeitza Mechuvenes Tahor. Just 1 second, it's really, really hot. Gotta turn on the fan. Hold on. Sorry if the noise is annoying. It just got very, very hot here in Eretz Yisrael, and we only have air conditioning in the living room. So yeah, I apologize again for the background noise. But okay, like this. So if someone who's Tamei Meis is squeezing Zeisim Ve'anavim, and they are exactly a kebeitza, and we know that to be metame other things, food needs to be at least a kebeitza. Liquid can be anything, any amount. But food needs to be at least a kebeitza. So if you have exactly a kebeitza size olive and grape, and someone who's telling me makes is squeezing them, so if once they squeeze it out, so the liquid is tahor, the liquid is not tummy, because again, the juice comes out immediately as soon as it comes out, the olive and the grape now is less than a kebeitza, and that will not be metame the liquid. So apparently, hayote mikabeitza tame. Hayoser mikabeitza tame. But if it's more than a kabeitza, if the olive is a big olive, looks like an egg, so then it's going to be tame. So, but if you're telling me, though, that mashka vala ochal ochalu, that the liquid that comes out of this food is considered food, so b'may es kasher, where was the hefshir tuma for the olive liquid, for the oil that came out of the olive? So the Gemara says, "How most people love a fire clause." So he asked this question, and he answered, "V'soch le'katoke ka'ara, le'tocha ka'ara." In a chinami, that like we said before, that where do we say that liquid that comes out of a food is considered a food? That's only if you're squeezing it into more food, into a dish or whatever. But if you're squeezing it into a bowl, so then it retains its status as liquid, and so therefore it can become a tame even without a hechsher, even without being touched by other liquid. And that's the case over here. Why didn't we say that earlier? Okay, because I guess that's, it's a dochak. You don't really want to establish the Mishnah to be only in that case. So he gave another answer, with putting the milk on the teat of the goat. Okay, fine. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, this is actually a machlokes tanaim. This whole thing is shmuel, that if you squeeze liquid out of food into food, it's considered food. So that's actually a machlokes tanaim. Hamachlik ba'novim. If you're machlik anavim, machlik is, you know how if you ever made challah, so your rub puts an egg on the outside to make the challah shine nice and brown, So Rashi says over here, hamachlik anavim, that's what they used to do with the bakers back in the day. They wouldn't use egg yolk. They would use wine or grape juice, I guess. Right? Hamachlik, Rashi says, nachtom, a baker, hamachlik pnei kikarosov. He's kind of putting this juice on the outside of his kikarosov, of his bread, of his loaves, banavim, with grapes. So if you're doing that, so lo hochsha, the loaves have not become tummy, not makabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says hochsha that they have. My lab hakamifgi, isn't this the machlokas? The marsav mashka bol ochal ochal, the marsav lav ochalu. Right, the machlokas must be whether the liquid that's coming out of these grapes is considered liquid or solid. If it's considered solid, if it's considered ochal, so then again it's not going to be machshir the loaves to be tummy. If it's considered liquid, so then, you know, grape juice, as we said, wine is machshir. Samrav Papa. No. In this brisa, everybody could hold that liquid that comes out of food is not considered food. Right, what's the machlokas here? But mashka boli ibur kamefugi. Machlokas is when you have this liquid that's going to be lost. Because what's going to happen, Rashi says, you put the grape juice all over the dough, and it gets burned off in the oven. That's what Rashi says. So this juice is disappearing, really. Right? So what do you hold? What's the status of that kind of juice that's not going to be around? Marsover mashkehu, marsover lav mashkehu. Right? That's the machlokas, whether it's considered a liquid or not, and whether it's going to be metame or not. We put the tahani tanoi, and it's really this machlokas. The tanya hamefatzeh bezeisim biyadayim mesuavos. If you're mefatzeh beitzim, mefatzeh zeisim. Sorry, mefatzeh zeisim is like smushing olives to make them softer. And your yadayim is mesuavos. So it doesn't. You're not tame, but they're quote unquote dirty. Chazal were gozer that hands have the status of a sheni l'tuma. So until you wash them, and it's one of the reasons why we wash our hands before food. So if you're handling these olives, and your hands are not washed, so then hukshar, then they are going to be mekabel tuma, right, with the, you know, via the oil that you're squeezing out of them, right? You're not really squeezing them, but you're kind of like mushing them, making them a little softer to be able to be squeezed better. But there's going to be some liquid that comes out, so then the olive oil will make them hukshar the kabel tuma. So fuss and the melach, but if you're putting them in salt, so then low hukshar, then they're not going to become a mekabel tuma. Again, you're not interested in the oil coming out. It's not l'ratzon, because you don't want again, when you're squeezing them, so then you want the oil to come out and kind of makes them softer. But if you're putting them in salt to keep them, right, to retain them, like back in the day, salt was like the refrigerator. So if you're putting them in salt, so then you don't want the oil to come out, and then it's low l'ratzon. It's not going to be makshir to be mekabel tuma. So leida im higiu zeisav l'masok. But if you're kind of squeezing them to know whether they are ready to be squeezed, if they're ripe enough, so in love or not, so then lo hukshar, then they're not going to be mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda omer hukshar. Rabbi Yehuda says they are. So my love, b'hakam mefugi. This is the machlokas that they're arguing about. Mar sover mashkar omed leibud mashkehu. Mar sover lav mashkehu. The focus is whether, you know, this olive oil you're going to lose. But the question is that considered olive oil that you're going to lose? Is that considered to be actual mashka, and is it going to be machshir to the kabel tuma? A Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, hani tanoi b'mashka omi le'ibud pligi. Right, this machlokas, he's like, okay, sort of. I mean, he agrees with Rav Papa in one, but not with the other. I mean, he agrees that this is the machlokas over here by mashka omi le'ibud. That's the machlokas here by the olives when you're smushing the olives. But the machlokas earlier about the grape juice on the bread, on the dough, that's b'mashke omid l'tzachzach l'kom l'tzachi. That's a different machlokas, that when you have a liquid that is just meant to kind of like shine up the food, right, is that considered a liquid or not? Obviously that's the case, but it's saying that that's a different category, and that's a different type of machlokas, and they're not necessarily related. Okay. Fine. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rechia, Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Now, this is the same halacha we had before, but in the name of Shmuel, but this is in the name of Rav, and the Gemara is going to end up saying that, no, Enechanami, the correct girsa is that it's actually Rav's shita, and Rav's halacha. Sochi Adam Eshkol Shalanam L'Tocha Kedera Avalo L'Tocha Kara. You can even take a cluster of grapes, squeeze them into a dish, but not into a bowl. The Dag Litziro, you're also allowed to squeeze a fish for its brine. afilu tok hakara, even into a bowl, because that's not, again, that's not mafarik, that's not dust, that's not taking liquid out of something. Yossi Rav Dimi amar lo hashmeitza. Rav Dimi was sitting and saying this halacha. Amar lo abay Rav Dimi asun mishmei derav masnison velo kasher luchol. Right, we quote this halacha in the name of Rav and it's not a problem, but Anan, or I guess you quoted it in the name of Rav, it's not a problem, but Anan, but we mishmei deshmul masnison velo kasher luchol. We quoted it in the name of Shmuel like we had earlier, and it's a problem because mi amar Shmuel dag litzira afilu tok hakara. Does Shmuel really say that you can squeeze fish, or kind of wring out fish for its brine into a bowl? Right, does he really say that that's fine? Da'itmar, it was said, kvashim shesachtan, if you have kvashim, kvashim are vegetables that have been soaked in water, kind of cooked vegetables. So if you squeeze them out, amrav legufan motor, the mayhem potter. If you're squeezing out for themselves, meaning just to make them more edible, so then it's motor, right? Davishan of machashan zil legufa, you don't need the liquid. Yeah, the mehmehen potter, but if you're doing it for their liquid, then it's potter avalasar. Rashi says she'in zemafari, because it's not really mafari, so it's dinder abanan, right? Because you may come, if you're squeezing out cooked vegetables, you may come to squeeze out grapes and olives. Avalasar, let's start again. Amarav, Rav says, if legufan, if it's for the vegetables themselves, then it's mother straight up, it's not mafarik at all. Lemehen, but if you're squeezing it for the liquid, then pateravalasar, then it's going to be xera, because you may come to squeeze grapes and olives. Ushlakos, they're cooked vegetables. Oh, so I guess kvashim is pickled vegetables, like pickles. But shlakos are cooked vegetables. They, being legufan, being lemehen, mother. Regardless of, according to Rav, regardless of what you're doing it for, right, people don't squeeze cooked vegetables at all. So then it's going to be mutter. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Echad kvashim v'echad shlakos legufan mutter. Lemehen aser. Both cooked vegetables and pickles, and pickled vegetables, is mutter if you're doing it for the pickle itself, but aser if you're doing it for pater aval aser, if you're doing it for the liquid. So that seems to kind of contradict, seemingly there's this gzera about squeezing things that are similar to olives and grapes, and so too, fish and fish brine should be kind of fall under the same category. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Dibra Maskel and Mehen Potter, so Ashlakos Dunya Dagot Siranu. Right? And you see that Shmuel does not say it's actually Mutter. So Amalais, they said back to him, yeah, and Harelo Kim, you're right. Eni Ro Velozar. And I saw my eyes and they didn't deceive me. That's a positive in Enoch. Right? Mepume de Rav Yirmiya Shmeali, Rav Yirmiya, Rav Zera, Rav Zera, Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Rav Chia Bar Ashi. May Rav, that, oh, it was definitely said in the name of Rav, and here, for the fact that he had a problem in terms of Shmuel, it must not actually be Shmuel's halacha. Okay, Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Kvashim sesachtan, so if you have pickled vegetables, that you squeeze them, amarav the gufan mutter, lememehen potter, right, for themselves it's mutter, if you're using it for the juice, it's potter avalasar, ushlakos, but cooked vegetables, ben the gufan ben lememehen mutter, everybody, according to Rav, regardless of how you squeeze the cooked vegetables, it's mutter. Shmuel Amar Echazel Echazel Gufan Mutter Mehem Pater Avalasar. Right, again, we just quoted Shmuel Shita. If it's for the vegetables themselves, then it is Mutter. But if it's for the liquid, then it's Pater Avalasar. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echad Kvashim Vechad Shlakos, regardless of whether you're talking about pickles or cooked vegetables, Legufan Mutter Lemehem Chayv Chatos. Right, for themselves, if you're doing it for the liquid, for the vegetables themselves, it's Mutter. But if you're doing it for the liquid, Chayv Chatos. The Gemara does not ask, right, as it does a couple times earlier in the Masechta, how did you get from Mutter to Chayv Chatos? If I'm not mistaken, does Tosfos talk about it over here? I thought he did, but I don't see it. Just reading it over really quick. Okay, never mind. Okay, Viter, sorry. At Sarochian, there definitely is, the Rishonim do talk about how Rabbi Yochanan could go from one extreme to the next. Okay, that's a third sheet that we didn't quote before. Mesame, hold on, I'll ask you a question against everybody. Soaked in kvashim b'shabbos, you can squeeze these cooked vegetables on Shabbos. Letzorech haShabbos, you can do it if you need it on Shabbos, avolo lemotzei Shabbos, but not if you need it for motzei Shabbos, that's hachana. V'zeisim v'anavim lo yischot, and you can't squeeze olives and grapes, v'nisachar chayev chatos, and if you did squeeze them, chayev chatos. So, kashil rav, kashil shmol, kashil rav yokanan, right, this braisa doesn't make any distinction between whether you're doing it for yourself or you're doing it for, meaning whether you're doing it for the vegetables or doing it for the liquid. And you're telling me that, you know, again, it's against everybody. So the second one says, Rav Mataris the Tamei, Shmuel Mataris the Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan Mataris the Tamei, all three of the Shitas that we quoted before are able to explain this Braisa according to their own Shita just by adding a few words. All of them will say that it's Chisurim Mechsura, and this is what it really means. So again, Rav Mataris the Tamei, Rav will say according to himself, and he'll explain like this. What does the Braisa mean? Sochtim Kvashim B'Shabbos, you can squeeze cooked vegetables on Shabbos, Latzarka Shabbos, V'lo L'Motzi Shabbos. For use on Shabbos, not for Motzei Shabbos. But medvar lemurim, when is that? Legufan, that's only if you need the vegetables themselves. Aval lemehem, pater aval aser. But for the liquid, then it's pater aval aser. Ushlokos, kvashim, I keep on doing that. Kvashim are pickles. Ushlokos, and vegetables, cooked vegetables, ben legufan, ben lemehem, motor. Regardless, it is motor. Zeisim v'anavim leiskot, and grapes and olives you cannot squeeze. Ivim sochtim, chayv chatas, that is aser. Midaraisa. Shmuel matars the tamei. Shmuel will explain the braisa according to his own shita. Soaked in kvashin b'Shabbos, let's learn the Shabbos. You can squeeze pickled vegetables for Shabbos if you need it on Shabbos. Who adin l'shlakos, and so too, you can do that for cooked vegetables. B'medvar morin, when is that legufan? That's only if you need the vegetable themselves. Avol me'mehem pater aval aser. For the liquid, it's pater aval aser. Also need the rabbanan because they sin vananim loyiskov v'imsavah chayiv chatos. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan matars the tamei. Rabbi Yochanan interprets like himself. Like his own shita. Soaked in kvashim l'tzarecha Shabbos, you can squeeze pickled vegetables for Shabbos, a below the Motzei Shabbos, but not for Motzei Shabbos. That's a chana. Eger kvashim v'eger shalakos, whether it's pickles or cooked vegetables, but medvar emurim legufan, that's only if you need the vegetable itself. Avol me'mehem lo yischot, but for the, you can't do it for their, if you want the juice, if you want the liquid, and if you squeeze out these pickles or cooked vegetables for their liquid, so then it's like you squeezed olives and grapes, and it's aser midaraisa. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amarat Dvar Torah midaraisa eino chayev al drisas zisim v'anovim bilvad. The din d'oraisa of schita is if you, drisa literally means stepping on, trampling, but it means, you know, that's the way they used to trample, that's the way they used to squeeze and press grapes. Yeah, maybe they had a machine, some sort of, you know, you go to the old archaeological digs in Eretz Yisrael, you see that big, huge wheel, but they would also step on grapes and olives to press them. So that's the phrase used in the Gemara. The only thing that's also midaraisa in terms of schita, is for trampling and squeezing these olives and grapes, because that was the only, I'll read Rashi over here, fascinating Rashi, Kolomar Asra Torah Malacha V'drisas Zeisim V'Nazim, right? In other words, Asra Torah Malacha, the Torah Asra the Malacha, and what is that Malacha? Drichas Zeisim V'Nazim, that's what it is. Davi Malacha, that's the Malacha. Aval Shar Drisos, Drichos, but any other, you know, crushings, so lav or chayu b'achi. It's not normal to crush other foods, other fruits. Falav malacha nidor. Therefore, it's not considered a malacha. Implying that if it was normal to crush and squeeze different fruits, right, then it might be aser. Right. So what can you think of nowadays that might join that category of olives and grapes that are, you know, 90%+ of them are squeezed for their liquid? So maybe oranges could be that. Oranges, dafka nowadays, could be that there are other fruits as well that might join. Right? There's a discussion, if I'm not mistaken, amongst the Achronim, whether Rashi would allow for that this halacha to change somewhat, because if it became a right, Rashi's whole proof, his whole logic is that since it's orchayhu b'hochi, since it's normal to squeeze these liquids in that manner for the juice, that's the isur d'oraisa. Well, if something else became normal to squeeze, maybe that would join the ranks of olives and grapes. Okay, unclear. Definitely tzarachim, there's definitely more to say and more to look up in that. But that's where Rav says that the iser d'oraisa is only olives and grapes. V'chein tani d'bei menashe, dvar Torah eno chayel v'drusis zis v'nam v'lvat. So too, b'nei menashe also taught that halacha. And what did b'nei menashe also teach? Something totally not related to Shabbos. V'ein eid mipi eid kosher. If you have testimony, so Eidus is not kosher if you heard it from someone else. Right? Hearsay is not considered legitimate testimony. Right? Definitely is going to come up much later in Shas, but just for right now, you come to Beis Din and say, I saw a murder, that's only if you saw the murder, not if you heard about a murder from someone else. So Gemara says, sorry, I kind of cut that off a little bit because it's on the base. Let's just read it again. In Eid Mipi Eid Kosher, Ela Le'edus Isha Bilvad. The only scenario where hearsay is valid is by Eidus Isha. What is that? That doesn't mean the testimony of a woman, although we'll see that it actually might mean that. But what does it mean, at least in the Habamina? Rashi says, Lomar Le'isha Meis Balech. We're talking about a scenario where a woman, Rahman al-Islam, doesn't know where her husband is, and someone comes and says, oh, I heard from someone that he died. And because, as Rashi says, Mishumi Guna, because there's a concern here that we don't want the woman just to be in a guna her entire life. So by Eidus Isha, by testifying about whether a woman can remarry, so Eid Mipi Eid is kosher. Ibailu, he asked the question, Eid Mipi Eid la Eidus Bechor Mahu. What about Eid Mipi Eid for Eidus Bechor? Now, Eidus Bechor, as Rashi says, that basically the halacha was that a kohen gets a bechor, the bechor of the firstborn of an animal, and that has to be offered on the mizbeach, and a kohen gets the proceeds. Let's say the bechor has a mum, has a permanent mum, so then the kohen gets the animal straight up. But unfortunately, the kohanim, Rashi says, the Gemara says bechoros, that the kohanim were nechshedu lahatil mum bechor, that apparently there were some scheming, not so firm Kohanim that used to make a mum in the animals that they received as Bechor. So therefore you need Eidus, you need to bring Eidim, when the Kohen wants to say that it happened by itself, oh look, this animal has a mum, you have to bring Eidim that, or an Eid, some sort of testimony that it happened by itself. And Rashi says over here, Isha Ksheira L'Eiduzu, and it doesn't have to be actual Eidus, it's just anybody can come and say, oh yeah, I saw that animal fell and, I don't know, broke its leg or whatever it is. So the question is like this, what about Eid Mipi Eid? What's the Havamina? Because again, it's not real Eidus. As we said, it's a woman is kosher, other people are kosher to do Eidus Bechor. So maybe Eid Mipi Eid is Mutter. So the Gemara says, Rav Ami Asir Rav Asi Shari. So the Machlokas between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Amalei Rav Ami Rav Asi Vatana Debe Menashe Eid Mipi Eid Kosher Ela Eidus Isha Milvad. So what are you talking about? I thought Rav Menashe taught us that Eid Mipi Eid is only kosher by to make a woman not naguna. So the Gemara says, "Ema le'edus she'aisha k'sheira la'bilvad." So he said, "No, they're only what it means is any edus that a woman would be trustworthy." Right? A woman is also mutter to say that someone's husband died. Right? That also works. So it's also over here that since a woman is kosher to be an aid by a case of a bechor, so Eid Mipi Eid is also good as well. Rav Emar, achsher Eid Mipi Eid le'bechor. Rav Yemar said, yeah, Eid Mipi Eid is good for Bechor, and Kavrilei Meremar Yemar Shari Bochra. And Meremar apparently seemed not to be so happy with that. He called him Yemar, the one who allows Bechoros to be used by the Kohen. And Vilchasa, and the Halacha is, no, but the Halacha is like him, that Eid Mipi Eid is kosher LeBechor. Okay. We had said back in the Mishnah, back to Hilchos Shabbos, that Chos Dvash, if you had a honeycomb that is chopped up before Shabbos, and then the honey is seeping out of the honeycomb that's been chopped up. So we had said it is usher, the Tanakhama had said it is usher to use it on Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Eliezer, depending on who you hold like, what Girsa had said it was mutter. So ki asa Rav Hoshea min Narada, so when Rav Hoshea came from Narada, asa v'aisi masnisa b'yadi, he came with a Mishnah. At Baruch Hashem, people talked, they carried learning, didn't carry only his suitcases, he carried some Torah with him. If you chopped up grapes and olives on Erev Shabbos, and then you have some oil or wine that comes out on its own, it's Osir and Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Matirin, and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon say it's Mutter. And Rabbi Yosef said, "Oh, Gavra Yisaver Osir Lashminan. Why you brought along with yourself? You brought with yourself another Gavra Rabba. You brought us another Rav. Meaning, we knew that all you just added to our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon." Right before we had Rabbi Eliezer, but now you just added Rabbi Shimon to the conversation. Shkoyach, thank you for bringing Rabbi Shimon. Like a little snark. So Rabbi Abaye said, no, Tuva Kamash Malon. What are you talking about? That Mishnah teaches us a lot. Even Masnisin, because if you only learn the halacha from a honeycomb, in our Mishnah, Havamina Hasamu Demeikara Uchlo Vesof Uchlo. You might have thought that because over there, but in that case, right, the honey is originally food, and then it's still food. Hey, the honey is food. You know, when it seeps out of it. Yeah, but Avalhaka, but over here, right, the Meikar Ukla, the Sof Mashka, but by the kids of grapes and olives, when the juice oozes out, it becomes a drink. Emo, though, you might have thought that it's not true, that it's not mutter. Right, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, so Kamash Malan, therefore, you have to teach us that in that case, even in that case, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, it is mutter. Okay. Now we switch to a different realm of Hilchos Shabbos, something that we probably should have mentioned much earlier in the Masechta, maybe in Perek Kira, but the halacha of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. The Mishnah says like this, that Kol Sheba Bechamin, anything that came in hot water, Me'er of Shabbos, Rashi says, what does that mean? Kolomar Shenizbasho. Anything that was cooked in hot water, cooked in Erev Shabbos, Shorin Oso Bechamin Bishabbos. You can cook it again in hot water on Shabbos, Kedeshuvi Nimuach. So that it will, you know, melt, not melt, but I guess dissolve or become even more soft. But there's no problem, there's no concept of bishul, acha bishul. The kol shalobo mechamin, meaning once something is already cooked, so it's cooked, and you can, quote-unquote, cook it again, there's no problem. Kol shalobo mechamin b'erev Shabbos, madichu b'sol mechamin b'Shabbos. If something was not cooked in Erev Shabbos, you can still pour over hot water on it on Shabbos. Chutz, except for min amaliach hayashan, the kulios ha'ispanim, except for these fish that are salted, right? Old salted fish, and kulios ha'ispanim is the Spanish something, kulios, I forget, but ha'ispanim is Spanish fish. Shad chasan zuhi gmar malachtan, because pouring the hot water on them, right, and they're very sensitive fish, so pouring the hot water, all you need to do is pour hot water and they are cooked. That's called something called kale habishal. It's something that is very easily cooked. So just pouring hot water on it, that is the cooking, and that is going to be usher. But otherwise, just pouring hot water on something is not a big deal, and that is mutter to do on Shabbos. The Gemara says, kagon mai. What is a case where you're going to cook something and cook it again? Right, again, this don't misunderstand. This is not a case where you heated up your soup and now it's cold, and Shabbos morning you want to heat up your soup again. That's for sure usher. Right, we know that in terms of reheating. Right, solids, that's one thing. Recooking solids is one thing, but to recook a soup, so we assume that as soon as the soup loses its temperature, so heating it up again to Yatzal Edispo is certainly going to be a din, that's a din Bishul Daraisa. So what is the case, the Gemara says, where you would cook after cooking, so, you know, literally stick something in hot water again after cooking it? So if Safra could go on Tarnagalusa, the Rabbi Abba. The chicken, a Rabbi Abba. Apparently Rabbi Amma used to use this chicken. He would do it twice. He would leave it for many days, as Rashi says, in hot water. And apparently there was some sort of refuah that he would cook it again on Shabbos. And again, the stomach, it was no iser of refuah, again, because we've mentioned that before, that if it's food, so that, right, for example, if someone has a stomach ache and they want to eat prunes so that, you'll be able to digest and clear out the stomach more easily, so then that's mutter, because prunes are just a fruit, but to take actual medicine for that might be an issue. The same thing over here, meaning when you're eating chicken that's been soaked in water for a long time for refuah, so chicken is chicken, right? It's been cooked, but and it's for refuah, but since it's a food, it's mutter, there's no issue of refuah. So this chicken of Rabbi Abba is something that, for example, that you would cook in Erev Shabbos and then cook it again in hot water, assuming, right, you didn't heat up the water on Shabbos, that's obviously a problem. Remember Rav Safra, Zin and Chal Iklois Lahasim. Rav Safra said, once I went to Eretz Yisrael, Uchlamine, and I ate this chicken of Rabbi Abba, V'yilo Rabbi Abba de Ashkin Chamra Bar Tlos Tarfi. If I wouldn't have gotten this wine right afterwards, my 3-year-old wine right away, so then Itnase, I would have become. It literally means, I guess it's an ones. Rashi says, "Haitzi nanas la'ki machas miyas." I would have puked my brains out because it was so disgusting. Apparently, this was not a delicious way to eat chicken. Rabbi Yochanan Raik Mikuta Chabavli. Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? He would spit on this Kuta Chabavli. Kuta Chabavli was like a dip made out of like sour stuff and like whey. It sounds gross, but it was like a sourdough whey dip that they used to dip in Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan, who came from Eretz Yisrael, did not like that either. And Rabbi Yosef said, "V'lirok anan mitarnelus to Rabbi Abba." And so people from Bavel would puke and spit at this chicken of Rabbi Abba. The Od, And not only that, but Amar of Gaza, Zimna Chada Ikles La'asam, once I went there, it's Yisrael, but of this Kutach the Bavli, and I made this Babylonian, right, Bavel Kutach, that I used to like, the Ishelu Minei Kol Bricha Ma'arava. And all the people who were not feeling well in Eretz Yisrael wanted some of that. So apparently they didn't. I mean, it was only Rabbi Yochanan who hated this Kutach HaBavli, but in Eretz Yisrael they actually liked it. Most people, at least people who were around. Fine. Although maybe Rabbi Gaza made some pretty mean Kutach HaBavli. Okay, that could be too. Chol Shelo Bavachamin. So the Gemara says, Hidiach Mai. What's the din if you actually did pour hot water on these fish that are Kali Abishals, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hidiach, Chayiv Chata. So it's also Midaraisa. Amar Mar Brei de Ravina, Afan Namitanina, Chutz Mimileach, Yashna Mikuli Zayis, Panensha, Dechosan, Zuig, Mar Malachtan. Right, Shema Minot. Right, that's the Mishnah. That it's pouring is it's cooking. So pouring this hot water on these Kali Abishals is going to be also Midaraisa. Yasi Rabbi Chiva, Abba Rabbi Asi, Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, Yasi Rabbi Yochanan, Abba Kamei Minam Name. That's Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Asi were hanging out with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was kind of dozing off. Amar Le Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Le Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi, Mipnei Ma Ofel Shem Bavel Shemenin. Why are the chickens or the birds in Bavel fat? Okay, Amar Le Kulach LeMidbar Aza VeErecha Shemenin Neham. Come with me to the desert in Gaza, and I'll show you the fatter ones. Right, but Zemini is not so not so fat. Right, okay. He asked him a bunch of questions. So why are the people so happy in the Chagim and Bavel? So he said back to him, because people are poor, and what else are you going to be happy? You only think you're going to be happy, you're not happy the rest of the year. So when the Chagim come around, so at least you should be happy. That's what Rashi says over here. V'chol shana ein lahem simcha v'maychol mishta. Right? There's no happiness for poor people in terms of food, but on Yontif, right? You stretch your budget and they have a nice meal, and some people are happy. Why are the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel? Right? Rashi says mitzuyanim atzmam belabushim noyim. Why do they wear very nice clothing? V'fishne einan b'nei Torah, because they're not b'nei Torah. What does that mean? She says, "Kol kach lechabdon kibnei Eretz Yisrael machmas torasa." So, because in Bavel there were a less Talmid Chachamim were a lesser quality than the ones in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they would get covered because of their Torah knowledge. In Bavel, they wouldn't. So, therefore, mechabdon samachmas luvushehem. It's a little bit sad that they would have to dress up nice so they would get proper cover. People, okay, you see a guy walking down in princely clothing in the middle of the street, so you give him cover. So that's the Talmid Chachamim had to dress up. So they would nirin chashuvim, so they would look chashuv, and because they wouldn't get their covered otherwise, because they were not on the same level as the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, let's place a little bit over here. Okay, mipnei ma ovi kochavim muzum lahamim, and why are the goyim? Do they have a zulma? Do they have this kind of impurity, kind of sort of spiritual impurity? Because they eat treifos, they eat these shkotzim, these creepy crawling things that give them some sort of zuama, some sort of tum. Itar behu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan all of a sudden woke up. Right, he said, "My children, didn't I tell you? Emor lechachma achusiat." Right, where the pasuk says, "Tell wisdom that you are my sister." What does that mean? If you understand something so clearly, just like you understand the halacha that your sister is usher to you, so then I'm ruhu, then you should say it. But if not, you shouldn't say it. Meaning, he gave them usher. He said, "No, you guys are not correct. The answers you gave are not correct." So we're not going to go through all of the answers that he gave, but he's going to fix all of the answers that were just given. So they said to him, "V'leim alan mar, ezen ayam." So why don't you say so? Tell us the answer. What's the deal? So he said, "Mipnei ma, ofo shebavel shmeinim." Why are the birds in Bavel fat? Mipnei shalo, and this is the connection to Tisha B'Av, which is tonight. Mipnei shalo galu, they do not go into galus. Shnemar shanan moav minarav, v'shaketu el shmarav, uvagolah lo halach. Right, that when galus will change a person, will make a person kind of less opulent, less fat, and whatever. So that's the same idea. The birds that in Bavel never went to Golus. The birds in Eretz Yisrael did go into Golus, as we're going to say in a second. Right? Oh, right now. How do you know that even the animals, the birds, were Gol or Nigla? Right, with Am Yisrael, the Tanya, the wind and the Reiser, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Nun, Beis, Shana, Lo, Avar, Ish, Yehuda. For 52 years, no people settled in Yehuda. Shemar, Al Harim, Esa, Bechi, Vanihi, etc., etc. Me'ofa, Shemayim, Vat, Be'ema, Nadudu, Halchu, Nadudu, Halchu. They all left. Be'ema, Be'gematria, Chamishim, Tartanav. But Be'ema is 52. So you see that there was nothing in Yehuda for 52 years, even the birds and the animals, even the birds wanted to go this. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Yochanan, Kulan Chazru, Chutzmi, Kulis, Ha'ispani. And all of the animals came back, except for this fish that we mentioned in the Mishnah. The Amar Rav, Hani Madri, Hani Midari, Hani Midari, Lebovo. Madri de Bovo, the kind of the, Mahadri Maya Le'in Itam. The Madri, the hills in Bavel, or I guess the downward slopes in Bavel. So Mahadri Maya Le'in Itam. In Itam is a spring that's near Yerushalayim. So all these mountains in Bavel return water all the way to the spring that's near Yerushalayim. And then Maisa, that's a way for all the animals to kind of either follow the water or the fish or whatever it is to swim into back Eretz Yisrael. That's how they got back. But this fish came to the shore Shadre, but it's not a strong fish, so lo motzi solik. He couldn't make the trip, and therefore it stayed in Bavel. Okay, so that was one answer. And the second one we'll just do, because again, Shaykh to Tishabav, and I will stop. Why are they happy during the holidays in Bavel? Because they weren't involved in a klala. What curse is that? Echtiv Pazik says, there will be a Shabbos, right? There will be a rest, meaning there will be a Gishpot, I guess probably not a rest, probably means a destruction, of all of the Chagim. And Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Chadshichem Umodechem, Sonan Afshi Hayu Ha'el HaTorah, right, from last week's Haftorah. Haftorah is Chazon, that Kosh Baruch Hu hated the Chagim of Am Yisrael. They were a torech, they were a burden, and that was for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So it was my havei a torech. What does that mean? So I'm Rabbi Elazar. I'm a kosh baruch hu lo dayin liyisrael shechut and lefana. It's not enough that Am Yisrael sin, right? Ella shematrukim osu leida ve'ezu gzeira kasha v'yaleim. They bother me to figure out which gzeira I should bring upon them. And I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Ein lecha korego v'yoshel lo shelo bata boleshes letzibori. And there was never a chag back in the day during the Golus, I guess originally, at least during the Golus, where the Boleshes, which is the army, the Goyisha army, didn't come to Tzipori. And Mestama, they were obviously, as we know, unfortunately, in Jewish history, bad things happen when the army descends upon a Jewish city. V'am Rabbi Chanina, Ein lecha korega v'legal shalo ba l'tveria, egmon v'katmon u'bal zamora. That there was never any scenario when some of the Roman officials would come. There was never any chag when the Roman officials would not come to Tiberia to either, you know, to make a muck and make a problem for Am Yisrael. And you see that the chagim dafka after Am Yisrael were sent into Golus, so they were not, they're lacking a simcha dika aspect. And nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we've seen that our chagim are kind of being restored a little bit to the simcha we had back in the day. Mitzvah Hashem Neheri Yivana Beis Hamikdash. And we'll be Zohar, the Tisha B'Av itself will also return, become a holiday and a chag. It's Hashem, we'll have the Beis HaMikdash this year. Amen, I'm waiting for it, I'm excited. And it's Hashem, we'll be able to go Zohar, Vayter, and the Hel Gishas. Not only do we have to wait till after Tisha B'Av to do the Daf Yomi tomorrow, it's Hashem, we'll be able to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av Mamish. It's Hashem, Amen, Ken Yiratzim. Okay, Shkoya, Kodo, Ravosai, have an easy fast, and I'll see you at the Beis HaMikdash, in Mitzvah Hashem.